Powerful stories have a way of transcending time. This is evident with Tumbad, 2018, which enjoyed a strong run upon its re-release on September 13. However, Anand Gandhi, the horror movie's creative director, has been conspicuously missing from the re-release promotions. Last month, actor-producer Soham Shah announced the film's sequel under the direction of Adesh Prasad, and when we contacted Gandhi to understand why he hasn't participated in the project's promotions, he said, "I thought I'd let the film take center stage. After all, it's the real star here." And Tumbad's story was rooted in Indian folklore, giving Indian audiences a satisfying horror film long before their fascination with horror comedies began. In a year when Stree 2 and Munjar's success has shown that horror sells at the box office, does Gandhi think the genre might lose its charm due to overexposure? Horror, at its core, allows us to process and externalize our collective anxieties. Today, our anxieties are about social injustice, systemic oppression, disease. When horror films are an extension of these shared experiences and offer warnings about paths we should avoid, they resonate with people. However, when horror is used superficially, it's like a theme park ride. Once the ride is over, the thrill fades. This is what happens when trends emerge in the wake of a successful film. They linger for a while, then disappear. But when filmmakers use horror as a medium to articulate meaningful insights and engage in deeper conversations with the audience, those films stay with us. No matter how it's used, whether as a superficial thrill or a meaningful exploration, the genre of horror isn't going anywhere. It will always have a place in storytelling. Anand Gandhi, what gives the film its enduring quality? He says, "It's incredibly reassuring to see Tumbad remain relevant and resonate with audiences today. When I create a film, I approach it with a deep sense of intentionality and responsibility. My goal is to nudge people toward meaningful inquiry. A compelling story well told is just the first layer. My hope is that the film serves as a catalyst for expanding consciousness, helping viewers critically examine their lives, behaviors, and beliefs in ways they might not have previously considered. For me, the ultimate goal is to present ideas and insights about societal power structures, systemic challenges, and collective existential threats and through a deeply intuitive, visceral experience. I want these ideas to be accessible and engaging for a wide audience, many of whom might not have had the opportunity to engage with these conversations directly, despite living within their effects. To achieve this, my collaborators and I intentionally layered the film with meaning and stacking ideas on top of each other at various levels. On the surface, there's plot, design, cinematography, and atmosphere and all crafted to create an experience that is seductive and riveting. But once viewers engage with that surface, the layers beneath begin to unfold, like peeling an onion, drawing them deeper into an exploration of ideas that transcend the narrative. So, when my films resonate so deeply with their audience, it reassures me on many levels. Films can succeed for various reasons and they can be moving, thrilling, seductive, or simply familiar. But what's most reassuring about Tumbad's success is that it seems to resonate on a deeper level. The responses I've received suggest that viewers are not just entertained, but also deeply moved and something within them has shifted. They've transcended the surface experience and tapped into the film's more profound layers. That, to me, is the most meaningful part of the film's success. It's not just that it has been widely seen and loved, but that it has reached into people's consciousness in a way that lingers. That lasting impact is what I find most reassuring and exciting as a maker. Even as he believes in the potential of horror films, Gandhi has stayed away from the Tumbad sequel. Ask him the reason behind his decision, and he attributes it to the story. I am a huge admirer of sprawling narratives. For example, the Mahabharata holds a wealth of insight and wisdom, and to fully explore its themes would require many films. I never saw Tumbad as a sprawling narrative. For me, it's a complete work. I've said everything I had to say within that film. I am speaking strictly for myself, and not my collaborators. As a creator, My responsibility is to take the audience to places they haven't yet imagined. Once they encounter them, they'll want to dive deeper, as happened with Tumbad. My job now is to transcend expectations, not to repeat myself.